Morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Sammy Raycraft here with KTLO News, and we're excited to bring you a special presentation this morning addressing financial scams. Right here on KTLO, we're joined live by Sheriff John Montgomery, as well as Lieutenant Mike Day from the Mountain Home Police Department, and we're also joined via phone by Chappie Day with Trilogy Media. Good morning, everyone.
Chappie Gray. Good morning. Thanks for having us. And of course, we did this show, a month or so ago, and had a
great success.
Oh, huge call in, and the listeners. I mean, everywhere I went, people talked about hearing that show we did a month or so ago. And so, really appreciate you all doing this again. So just a quick recap. So scams have been, they've been prevalent. People fall victim of scams, and we see it. And I know the police department's seeing an uptick, seems like. And at the same time, we realize that we're not even seeing them all because, truthfully, some people don't report it because they're embarrassed or for whatever the reason. And so kind of how this all got started is we had a victim here that fell victim to a scam, lost, I think, about $70,000. And through that, and this, I'm going to stop and talk about the cooperation because the law enforcement here has such huge impact when we work together. And so worked with the city police and some of their equipment that they have and their resources, and were able to identify the bad guy, if you will, and he's currently sitting in our jail. Well, that kind of prompted some further, and so we reached out with Homeland Security and the FBI and the city police, state police, etc., and we hooked up with Trilogy Media, which is Chappie's a part of that. And so they came here and basically did, it's called a sting operation. And there's some rules that has to be in place where the prosecutor's office has to have certain things in order to make prosecution those cases. And so we're excited because today this group, Trilogy Media, they've sold their rights to Fox. And season one is 6 episodes long. And episode 2 was released today.
On Fox Nation, right?
On Fox Nation, yes. Mm-hmm. Which is a subscription service. And Baxter County, the second half of that episode, they're here and shows the arrests that were taken down after a pursuit, manhunt, helicopters, you name it. And we were able to grab 2. But it goes back again, the cooperation of the law enforcement working here and working with Trilogy Media. Chappie was the huge part in that. And Chappie, I really appreciate you calling in today to talk about some of the scams that you're seeing, some of the new ones. And I know Lieutenant Day is going to talk a little bit about what they're seeing. So if it's okay, Chappie, I'm going to let you just kind of jump in and introduce yourself and go from there.
Of course. Okay, thank you so much, and thank you guys for having me. I appreciate it. I've tuned in the past, and I've heard Sheriff Montgomery. I've heard Lieutenant Mike Day, and first of all, really impressed at the amount of outreach that you guys are doing. So not only did you work with us, and what we do is we make videos, and we try to spread awareness to folks about these scams because, quite honestly, we're not going to stop all the scams. What we can do is educate people so they know what to do if they get a phone call from one of these folks. But when we leave town often, usually I don't see the amount of outreach that happens like you guys have done, like it's happened in Baxter County. So it's just amazing. So I appreciate what you guys are doing. I appreciate the radio station continuing to update people, letting people call in and ask questions. And so what I do... No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Chappie, I was just going to ask about what you did, so you were about to go there.
Okay. I work with organizations like Trilogy Media, Bull Rex, and these folks have YouTube stations, and they make videos. But what we do is we take on the role of the victim. So we call the scam numbers, the numbers that we're going to tell you all to avoid, send them to us. We take those phone calls. And what we do is a few things. One is we keep them on the phone as long as we can. Because while they're talking to me, they can't be talking to your parents or your grandparents. 2, we gather information from them, right? So they will give us information like, send all your money to this bank account. Well, that bank account is going to be a money mule in the U.S. And I work very closely with law enforcement, with Homeland Security, with other federal agencies. And what we do is we pass on that information in order to get the scammers' resources shut down. So we get bank accounts, we get Bitcoin wallets, we get addresses to ship money to. I take all that information and I feed it to law enforcement in order for them to start investigating and looking at these money mules in town. But on top of that, the fun stuff that we got to do, like in Baxter County, is we lure in the money mules and the scammers. So while I'm on the phone with them and they will tell me, and this is what happened to you guys, I want to come pick up $200,000. And this, to the scammer, is $250,000 of an 80 or 90-year-old person's last dollar. It's everything they have. And we convince them to come on in. We take on the role of the victim. We let them scam us. We let them connect to our computer, but we're safe. We use virtual machines. And then when they come to the house, they think that it's myself or one of my decoys standing behind the door. And what I have there is somebody like Trilogy Media. And those are two gentlemen who started this, started their organization, which is now turned into a television show. And the scammer will get there, or the money mule will get there and go to take the money. They'll tell us, geez, actually, the one we did out there, we had somebody that was pretending to be Sheriff John Montgomery. So they came to the door, said, I'm Sheriff John Montgomery. They take the money. And what we usually do is we're filming everything, right? So we're going to make a video. We are going to embarrass them. We are going to show their face everywhere. But what we did with law enforcement this time is instead of just filming it and putting it out there for folks to understand, we had police officers with us in the sting house that were then able to take over the minute they took the money and make an arrest and then push further with investigations to see what else these folks are into. And what that does, it removes a resource from the scammer, from the international scammer. So it's very exciting.
It sounds like a very, that, yes.
No, go ahead.
I was going to incorporate John and Mike in this. It's quite the collaboration going on here to pull all this off.
Yeah, absolutely. It's nice that we all get to work together like this because it doesn't happen a lot. Usually it happens on drug type cases, but this type of case, it's just like a drug case as far as trying to stop it. You're never going to stop it. You're never going to end it. But if we can hit them where their resources, just like John was saying earlier in Chappie, that's what we're after. And it's to get the word out there to make sure that people don't fall victim. Because I'll tell you, some of these things that I've heard before I knew all this, and this is just the beginning of this year, I thought there's just no way. There's no way someone's fallen for this. And then all the things that I've found out through working these is amazing. People just would not believe it.
And Sheriff, you had said it last time you were here that a good goal for the both departments would be if scammers looked at Baxter County or Mountain Home and said, let's move on to somewhere else.
Exactly. And Chappie, you might kind of talk about, because the sting operation that we had here I think it started on a Wednesday and was supposed to end on a Friday. And Chappie, you might tell them what was happening on that Friday afternoon.
Right. So these scammers, they spread information quickly, right? They know who I am. They know who Trilogy Media is because of what we do, because of the awareness that we do. And what happened is, day one, day two of the sting, we're giving them our address. They connect to our computer. They see we're sitting in Mountain Home. They begin to start reaching their network to find a mule to come to town. By day two, it was getting more difficult for them to find a mule to actually show up. In a couple of cases, we had a mule show up and actually panic. They drove 5.5 hours out and drove five to get there. And then they were so freaked out to go to the door that they left and never went back. By day three, the minute they heard the zip code that I lived in, they were hanging up the phone.
That sounds like a success.
They did not want to come out.
And I consider that a huge success. Chappie, I'm going to let Mike talk up just a couple of the scams that y'all are seeing. Because, again, even though we're two separate agencies, I'm going to tell you the relationships and the working together that we have is just phenomenal. And it didn't always used to be that way, but it has been for the last 2 or 3 years. And I really appreciate working with the city. Of course, I started out with the city, so yeah. We've got a good relationship there. But Mike, talk about a couple of the scams that you're seeing, and then Chappie, you can kind of jump in and kind of follow with that up.
Yeah, we've had several different types of cases, but the ones that stand out are like, we've had a just this year we had a romance scam, and basically what that is we didn't find out about it until they reported it. A romance scam is people that are let's say elderly or whoever. It really doesn't have to be just elderly. A lot of people fall victim to this. So they're on some kind of gaming network or some kind of gaming app, and there's a chat group in there, and people start building relationships because they're lonely. They start building relationships, and next thing you know it, they think they're in love with this person. That person has been, lack of a better term, grooming this individual into different things. And then once they felt they've reestablished some kind of connection with them, they will start asking for little things, and as far as money goes or different things. And then it just builds from there. We had this one individual who was basically being groomed with this romance scam for almost 2 years, and she lost her house. Basically signed the house over to this individual. They're in Mountain Home. Yeah. They are so manipulative that people think they're embarrassed, like the sheriff says, and they often think, oh, I'm just stupid, and they don't want it. No, it's, you're not stupid. We all need comfort. We all need love. And then when you just... I like to tell everybody, if you haven't met this person face to face, you don't ever give them anything. You know, you have to. It's so frustrating on the part of us because we really care about these folks. This is where we live, and we're trying to do the best that we can. But a lot of times we're coming on the back end, and that's where Chappie has really helped us, because she's another resource that we can't just say, well, yeah, you're going to have to contact IC3.gov and just kind of fill out the form and then where it goes from there. But a lot of people don't realize is the government, they reach out to us. Like the federal governments, they see, okay, what have you gotten so far? And they actually work hand in hand with us because they're not doing the work. We are doing the work for the most part.
Yeah, and I'm going to quickly plug because, on Fox Nation, the program's called Scammed Getting Even. Well, episode one actually is a romance scam. Chappie, I know you've watched it, and it's a romance scam, and I believe someone, elderly lady from Tennessee, fell for that. Anyway, I'm plugging that because it is a great example of what you just talked about, Mike. I've got a friend that lost a spouse and fell victim. Now, fortunately, I think we caught it early on, so there was not a lot of money changed hands. But again, vulnerable, and these people reach out and find that vulnerability.
And Chappie, that's just the romance scam is just one of the many types of scams that they're perpetrating.
Oh, absolutely. And again, the romance scam is one of the toughest ones because, just like Mike was saying, they really social engineer these people. They attack the loneliness. They take all the information that they get from these folks and they use it against them. So, you know, one of the things that I tell folks is, you know, check in with your loved ones. Check in with your elderly loved ones. Make them part of your life because the scammers will. If you're not there making the phone call and keeping them comfortable on the phone, the scammers will. But on top of that, the scammers build secrecy and loyalty. And they convince them that your family will not understand this. You can't tell them. I had, you know, what's sad is that people take their lives over this. And there's blood on scammers' hands, and they don't care. And I've had that happen to somebody that I know, where their life was taken because they were too embarrassed to tell anyone. Their family had already told them it was a scam. Then when they realized that it happened, they had lost everything. And they were afraid the family was going to attack them, and they felt there was no way out. So one of the other roles that I do is I'm a victim advocate for scammed victims, and I work with them because it goes beyond losing money. There is mental anguish that happens. There is resources that you need. Beyond the romance scam, there are malicious software that is put on your computer, like with the pop-up scam that I'm going to talk about real briefly. But people don't know that. They report the scam, they go on, and what they don't realize is that the scammer is still in their computer watching everything they do. And they're going to come back and scam them again. Hey. Or they're going to come back and be a recovery scam and say, I can help you. It's all part of a scam. So I help them remove that software post-scam. Yes.
Hey, Chappie, I think we've got a caller called in.
Let's see if we can get it patched in here. Caller,
sure.
Caller, can you hear us this morning?
Yes.
Yes, go ahead with your question this morning.
Okay, thank you to the law enforcement being there and answering all these questions and keeping people alert to all these scams. And I had a question about how to keep from getting scammed on the internet. I've been scammed at least twice, romance scam and buying something online.
Well, I think Lieutenant Dave said it best. If you've not met that person face-to-face, number one, don't give them any money. Period. Second thing is, and now this what I'm getting ready to say, and I know I see Mike over a smile because I know where he knows where I'm going with this. If they ever asked you to give them a number off the back of a gift card, I don't care what it is, whether it's a romance scam or you know, PayPal scam or, you know, the publisher's clearing it. If they asked you to give a money card or, you know, gift card, it's a scam.
No matter how legit it
sounds. No matter what, it's going to be a scam.
Yep. Thank you.
No legitimate company will ask you for a gift card. Another warning sign is no FTC or government agency will send you to a Bitcoin ATM machine to put cash in there. And that's one of the things that scammers do online to get your money. And they literally call these federal money machines, I've heard a scammer call. They will not send you there. Listen, they will tell you to lie to your family. They will tell you to lie to your bank. They will tell you to lie to the store that you're buying your gift cards from. And what you have to do is slow down, think about what you're doing, think about what's being asked. And Mike said, you know, if you've not met them, don't send money. I say if you've not sat down and had dinner with them, don't send them money.
No, that's actually 100% better, because I was just thinking about it when the sheriff was talking, was that, you know, we the scam that started all this was a guy was showing up at this individual's house and she was turning over 30,000 plus, and then a second time 30,000 plus. And then, I mean, so actually somebody was showing up, but we hope to get on the front end of that before something like that happens. And that's kind of like where we got started on trying to scam the scammers, so to speak, is to bring them to us to get them.
Sir, we thank you for your call. And ladies and gentlemen, if you'd like to call in and speak with the sheriff or Chappie or Lieutenant Day, 870-425-5522. Sheriff, I wanted to ask, do you have a figure on how many you've apprehended to date during these investigations?
I think between, of course, the city, we're working together. So, I mean, I use the word we. Mm-hmm. I believe the number is 8.
That sounds pretty close.
But yeah. But one of the things, and Chappie, you alluded to it earlier. So yes, we've taken 8, if you will, that we've arrested, but it goes a little beyond that because there's intelligence that's gathered. So while we see 8 bad guys, if you will, as you said, Chappie, bank account numbers, intelligence office cell phones that's seized, GPS tracking where they've been, all that is we've been able to get and turn over to Homeland Security to assist.
Homeland Security has been a huge, huge help in this, and I can't thank them enough. We've got a great personnel that work with us. But I would say out of that about half of those individuals were either here on a visa or here basically illegal from another country. Two different countries come to mind, China and India. And we've had the opportunity to basically, there's a lot, like the sheriff was saying, there's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on to get them deported or get them arrested. We just want them out of the area. We don't want them to come back, and we want them to tell their friends.
Yeah, it is not good business in Baxter County.
That's right.
because frankly, I mean, it sounds a little funny, but we just want to get the message. We're not going to put up with this here, and we're going to do everything we can, all the resources that we can throw at them.
Amen.
Will you end up on TV, you'll get arrested.
That's right.
Yes.
Right. Right. And I'll tell you what Mike was just saying about the teamwork. When we came out, you know, some people see them as YouTubers. You're just YouTubers, right? And I know there's a lot of crazy stuff out there on YouTube. But the teamwork that we built when we were out there was absolutely amazing. And our team was talking, saying, you know, if I was a criminal, the last place I would want to be this week was in Mountain Home, Baxter County, because we had an unbelievable live text list going on in town while we were bringing the scammers in so that we could all be in sync as what we were doing. And between the sheriff's team and Mike's team, it was absolutely amazing. You could not move in town without everybody knowing what was happening, because you guys are such a tight-knit community. And I know that your citizens were involved, your banks were involved. There's a lot of folks behind the scenes that helped us out in this particular sting operation that you couldn't tell on that list who was a federal agent, who was a police officer, who was a sheriff, who was a YouTuber. We were just one group with the same mission, with the same goal of removing resources, catching these bad guys and getting them off the streets and then on to the next one. So it was amazing working with you guys. It really was. Yeah, and we continued working. We came back when I didn't have Trilogy there to greet them. Instead, I had the sheriff's department. Actually, it was the police department. I had Mike Day on the other end and somebody from his team waiting for my mule to walk in there as, what was his name again? I think he was Captain America. Yeah, was his name.
Yeah, Steve Rogers.
Steve Rogers.
Oh boy. Yeah. I was just getting
and
ready.
And he had
to
a license. His license that, said Steve Rogers.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
In fact, there was two that got arrested.
Yes.
And both of them had fake IDs.
Yes.
That matched their profile. So again, this is a sophisticated, and that's what you said earlier, Mike. Again, they are very good at what they do. Like I said, grooming someone for months and months and months. Again, I'm quickly going back to episode one, talking about the romance scam. When you watch that and not only see how vulnerable that the elderly lady was, but then realized who the bad guy was, I believe it was Nigeria, wasn't it? Trapping?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
So.
Yep. And our team went out there. They literally went to Nigeria to expose the person. Because sometimes, again, with the romance scam, the victim, it's very hard to convince them, and it's such a delicate play because you don't want to be the one saying, no, you're not lovable. They definitely don't love you, right? It's one of those things where you have to, you know, kind of share the information without shoving it down their throat and making them feel like we're telling you there's no way somebody could love you like this. Because everybody is lovable. There is somebody out there for everybody, but the particular person you're talking to is a scammer, and he's portraying somebody else. So you have to be careful online who you're talking to, and it happens in social media every day. Social media is a breeding ground for scammers.
Well, Chappie, I reached out to you, again, a friend of mine who had fallen for a romance scam, there were some pictures of the person that had been sent, and you checked into that, and those images weren't real. They were right. AI generated. They weren't even real. Now they had assumed the identity of somebody else that they found. I believe it was on the internet. They had taken some stuff, but the actual images were not even real. So
right, and actually the person that they sent, the person, the name, the birthday, and all and everything. As we researched that, there was no such person. Nobody was born with that name on that day. The entire thing was created and made up. But again, they hooked him. I felt so bad because he was, you know, in love with somebody that didn't exist.
Now, Sheriff, the efforts here locally, are they having an impact on, because these scams are international in a sense. Is the work you guys are all doing, coordinating together, giving maybe the feds more information to help chase these guys on a larger level?
Well, and my answer would be yes. And Chappie, you might weigh in on the value of the intelligence that we've gathered just from the arrest and the seizure of cell phones and even those scams that didn't quite come to fruition, because not every one of them, correct me if I'm wrong, Chappie, but not every one of them were coming to pick up cash that you were dealing with. They were trying to
Absolutely.
Get you to go to, you know, put money in a, you know, in a Bitcoin machine or something like that. So some of that intelligence didn't end up in an arrest, but it's still valuable.
Absolutely. So all the information allowed us to shut down resources, banks, et cetera. But to exactly to your point, there was a case, and I think I sent you the article that Department of Justice sent out. It took about 5 years. Trilogy Media was involved, and they took down this massive ring out of China. So this was an international arrest, $65 million. I'll find the article and send it out, but the DOJ sent it out. And it was 5 years after we exposed them, after we put the video out, after we started working with Feds and Homeland and sending them everything that we had, everything that we gathered. 5 years later, there's an article that comes out, and they reach out. And the article actually said, not all heroes wear capes. Some have YouTube channels.
Well, as we kind of round the corner and come kind of near the end of our presentation today, Sheriff, any tips or anything you want to address this morning also while we're here?
Well, one thing, you know, we've got packets that, you know, latest scams and some of the stuff, and Chappie sent us some stuff that we've included in a packet that you can pick up at the Sheriff's Office. It's also on our Sheriff's website under FAQs, talking about scams. But here's just a couple of things that I just want to throw out, and I call these automatic triggers. If you hear this, you can hang up or stop because you absolutely know. So, number one, if they tell you don't call law enforcement, okay, that's a problem. And if you're if they instruct you to go to your bank and withdraw cash, that's a problem because, again, no legitimate organization is going to have you do that. And keep in mind, you know, some of these things, one that I've been working with, their friend is. And I say we've stopped the scam. I'm not positive, but they claim they'd want a prize, but you have to pay to receive the prize. Well, number one, you automatically know it's illegal. You can't pay to win a prize. Okay.
Yeah. You know, you don't pay the taxes up front to get the prize.
No, absolutely not. And so again, just some of those things that you see, you know, if they want you to go get a gift card, you know, from the drugstore or whatever, it's a scam. It just absolutely know it's a scam. One last thing, and it's funny, on that last show I mentioned this, and of course you never know how many people are listening and whatever, but we had our local county fair here, and not exaggerating, at least 24 people walked up to me when I was at the county fair to say, we've taken your advice on how to answer the telephone.
Wow.
And which again,
you get a call from an unknown number. You answer at the Baxter County Sheriff's Office Fraud Division.
Yeah, I like that.
Or the Mount Home Police Department. Whichever one you want to use.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's right. That's great.
You could answer at Trilogy Media, too.
Yeah, there you go. That would work.
Very good. Well, the show is ongoing. There's an episode today. Has it already aired? Or?
Yeah, it's on. I watched it this morning. And so, again, it's scammed, getting even.
On Fox Nation,
uh-huh. Which is a subscription service. And first responders and veterans can sign up for free for a year. And you can get a week's otherwise. But the thing that to me, if you watch episode two, the first part of it is talking about a lady that was a victim in Colorado, but they end up in Baxter County. So the second half of that you'll actually get to see. And Chappie, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, episode four is going to deal mainly with Baxter County and some of the efforts that were done here.
Absolutely. Episode four, there'll be a lot of Baxter County content there.
So, yes. Anything else you want to throw out, Chappie, before we wrap this up?
No, again, it goes back to what our parents used to tell us. If it seems too good to be true, it usually is.
That's right.
Right, so I always toss that out to victims. And it's one real quick I just want to say, because I'm getting this a lot. Those pop-up scams, when you're working and all of a sudden this shock and awe comes up, there's a message on your machine, you can't type anymore, and it says, you know, the world's coming to an end unless you call this Microsoft number. And that's what folks do, and that's the beginning of a scam before they're about to lose everything. If you see that pop-up come up, all you have to do is power your computer down, power it back up, and it goes away. It's that simple. You're not going to lose any data. It's a scam.
That's great
advice. So something pops up, turn your computer off, hold the power button down for 10 seconds, wait 10 seconds, turn it back on, and life will go on as it was.
That's great advice.
Lieutenant, any final thoughts from your department?
Yeah, I would just say this. We're constantly talking about the scam, the people that are being scammed, what you need to do and this sort of thing. What I'd like to do is I'd like to reach out to community and say, look, if you know someone that you suspect is being scammed, please reach out to somebody, whether that be the Baxter County Sheriff's Office or the Mountain Home Police Department. At least give us a little nugget that we can look into. And the same goes for, I'm not going to throw any particular bank under the bus, but banks, there's got to be some kind of a program in place where if I'm an individual that comes in there and I've got a phone in my hand and there's someone on the other line and those folks are asking to withdraw $10,000-$20,000 in cash, just could you send us a tip? I don't care if you're just a regular clerk and you're not allowed to do that. Well, anonymous tip that this individual you might want to, we think, may be being scammed. Just give us something. These people are they're taking their life savings and we need to stop it.
Great idea.
Well, and I guess the only thing I'll end with is again, I cannot begin to express the appreciation I have with the cooperation with all the law enforcement. Again, you take the city, county, state police, Homeland Security, FBI, the relationships that we have and the fact that we're working, and Chappie, you mentioned it earlier, during this operation, nobody cared who was state police and who was Homeland Security, who was city or county. We didn't care. When you're in that room, we're all about trying to catch the bad guys. And I go back to the word leadership, the leadership, again, state police and the city police and the sheriff's office, the leadership working together. And that's important. And I think Chappie, you'd probably agree, you don't see that everywhere.
No, absolutely not. I work with a lot of different agencies, a lot of different police departments, and you don't see that. There's a lot of internal conflict that goes on, but it was seamless in your area, and we certainly appreciate it. And we'll be back. We'll be back to get more bad guys.
You know, I think we're open next week, aren't we, Mike?
Bring the crew.
Yep.
Sheriff Montgomery, Lieutenant Day, and Chappie Gray with Trilogy Media, we want to thank you all for taking some time out of your morning to bring your message to the community. I know there's a lot of folks listening this morning that sure appreciate that. If you are listening and you found the information this morning interesting and something you want to share with your friends, this full interview will be available here just in a few moments, live at KTLO.com. We'll have a link in our local news page where you can share that with your friends. We'll also put that on our social media pages so that you can share this information with your friends and family. Thank you all once again for joining me.
All right, great. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.